This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Oh, my God. Happy Friday. Oh, my God. It's Friday. It's actually Friday. You can play it.
Oh.
Are we doing it right now?
No, we did it at 7 o'clock last week.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if we should wait. I like to spread it around. Spread the joy. Just get the vibe. Do a little mini dance here. To the weekend. Woo! Partying. Woo! Fun. God, what a song.
Isn't it?
It's so bad. Yet. So it's so right. So this weekend, it is a comedy weekend on Alice. Listen to Alice all weekend long. You can get tickets for Kathy Griffin on June 15th at the Masonic. Kevin Hart, June 24th at Shoreline. Or the comedy Get Down with George Lopez, August 11th at Concord Pavilion. So when you hear the cue all weekend long, be the ninth caller at 800-400-3697. And you'll instantly win a pair of tickets to the show that was announced.
Check this crap out.
Okay. I love crap.
707 says, I won tickets to Maroon 5 about 5 months ago on Alice. Headed there tonight. With a toddler at home, I haven't been to a concert in years. Parents' night out.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
How exciting.
So, these guys are great. He was there last night, too, by the way. He was one of the
celebrities
in the crowd.
To.
Right. Adam.
Yeah. Levine.
Right. I don't know why I was thinking Lambert.
It's another
with an L
word, sure.
Anyway, I got home yesterday and was like, to the missus, well, I would like to take you out in December. And she goes, great, I'm in. So we have a date planned for Winterland because of the announcement that happened yesterday. I don't know how we got it out of him.
Yeah, is this for...
He came in and said.
He did say it. I mean, but usually he's so much more cagey about it. Like,
I know.
We have a big deal, and now we're making the announcement about Winterland. But we had talked about how Leon Bridges ditched us for a Winterland
a few years ago. You because I'd purchased both of his albums. He's got two out now, and they're both so good.
So
that
you're
I've been
taking
listening.
Her out to a thing you already have to go to.
Yes.
That is romance
it's
right
perfect.
There.
It's perfect.
Oh.
It's genius.
Well, right. So... that reminded me of
God,
the parents'
how
night
do
out.
You do it?
We're having a kid, as you know,
yes.
So that'll happen in August, and our first night out will be Leon Bridges.
Oh, because you'll be under it until then.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, this song. Listen to this.
The best thing was yesterday when you were saying he was... a dishwasher, like right up until that first record came
right
out.
Right up until, yeah, until it was signed with the
Unreal.
Label. It's crazy.
People were getting, you know, the waitresses were coming in there, dumping off the plates. And
listen to him go.
This guy's singing. I like the little jangly keys in the background, the little, like, almost like Christmas bells.
It's like a wind chime or something.
Yeah, it's a strange sound. Makes you think, like, maybe it's like the sound of spoons being picked up and put into the sink to be washed. Like, maybe he would be rattling stuff in the kitchen as he was doing the... Anywho, that's apparently been announced by our boss who walked in and announced it.
Right.
I mean, what are we supposed to do?
I can't wait.
Mm. All right, it's time. Brittany, hit it. Frozen. Frozen. Oh. I was thinking, you know, I prefer frozen peas, but Frozen Let It Go works too. Frozen. Text Frozen, F-R-O-Z-E-N, to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That'd be a nice thing to do on a Friday, winning $1,000. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is Frozen. Got to get it in by 8 o'clock this morning. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Frozen. Okay. Here's your 7 o'clock trash. Tonight on Cinemax.
Get out of here. They don't still have that.
Not Skinemax, Cinemax.
Right. They don't still have that.
They do. It's a total thing.
Cinemax.
You should see if you have it.
I thought the joke was Skinemax. I didn't know there was actually a Skinemax.
Skinemax was wasn't that like the Spice Channel or whatever it was called, where it was all blurred and stuff? No, Cinemax is a total premium channel. It's like a
Cinemax.
Yeah.
They're owned by HBO.
Yeah.
Okay. What show have they ever had?
Well, I don't know, but they have a show we care very deeply about.
What is it?
You got to check and see if you have this. You probably have it.
I have.
Yeah, you've got the premium package.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because I think I have it too.
I mean, we work for them.
Yeah. The cable company, you mean.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we do commercials for
tonight,
Xfinity.
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
The debut of a show called CB Strike.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
This is, the book's about Cormoran Strike, who is I think he was like the Afghan war. He got a leg blown off.
What the hell's a B for?
I don't know what B is. Bouvier? I don't know.
CB Strike.
Yeah. But that's what the name of the show is. So when you go to record it, it's not Cormorant Strike, which is the dude's name. It's CB Strike. So this guy is, he's a private eye. He's a one-legged dude. I don't know if he'll be one-legged in this. But
he
these
needs
are,
to be.
I agree.
That's part
it's
of
part
his
of the
struggle.
Whole thing, right. These books they're by J.K. Rowling, but she put them out under a pen name, Robert Galbraith. And if you love mysteries and you love, I don't know, police procedural type stuff, and you love your characters to matter to you and to be well-developed and interesting, she's a great writer. Like, don't write her off as the Harry Potter guy, girl, lady, woman.
Well, those are good books, too.
That's what I mean.
And have made a mountain of money.
Listen, I love the Harry Potter books, and I was hoping that these books would be that I would care about them on that kind of level. And I do. Like, I think I'm going to go back and reread them now that the show is coming out.
You want to know what the B stands for?
What does it stand for?
Blue.
Cormorant Blue?
Cormorant Blue Strike.
I don't remember that.
I would lay money down because in the first book, you hear about his mom's fascination with one particular band.
Right. Interesting.
That his middle name ends up being from that band name.
Well, how many bands with the word blue in them can you think of?
I think of a lot of songs.
No, it's the band. You can probably, old people can guess this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Annalise looks confused, but.
But right, that's what it is.
Does our studio audience have any idea? What's a band that starts with blue? Old timey.
Say it out loud. Oyster Blue.
Blue Oyster Cult.
That's it.
Yes. Oyster Blue is another
book,
name for them.
Blue Oyster Cult is featured as a big
well,
part of the
story. Well, his dad is like
line.
A Mick Jagger. That's mm-hmm. who I sort of equated him with. So, and he's got a strained relationship. But his mom was like a wicked hippie.
Groupie.
Yeah. Like a professional groupie. Mm-hmm. So these are these characters are so interesting.
Are you sure it's not the Moody Blues or the Blues Brothers?
It's not the Moody Blues. No, good guesses. Good guesses. Brothers. But it
Blue
starts
Oyster
Blue
Cult.
Oyster Cult. That's really interesting. I'd forgotten about that.
Right. That's why his nickname or middle name is Blue.
So these books are great. If you love to read, and I mean, I've really enjoyed these books. There's three of them, right? Do you know
yes.
if there were plans for her to do more? I hadn't heard anything about that.
Oh,
but anyway.
I'm sure they're in. How could she not?
Right.
They're great. She's created a world that she could write for the next 20 years.
Right. Robin. I love her. Anyway, there's all these great characters in it. It's really, they're good. They're solid mysteries. So tonight, 10 o'clock on Cinemax, which is a thing, apparently, CB Strike is the name of it. I already texted John. I'm like, oh my God, see if we have Cinemax.
Do you guys have Cinemax?
I think so.
I don't know. Oven?
I will look. I would think that I do. I swear
God, so
I never even go into that section of channels, I guess it's Showtime, HBO, right. and somewhere in there is Cinemax.
Guess
Does
so.
Does it matter that we don't know any of the people starring in this
no,
show?
No, it doesn't matter at all. These are going to be, there'll be a bunch of unknown Brits, is my guess.
Not good.
No, it's good. You want that. You don't want, like, Brad Pitt playing the role of somebody that you have, like, feelings about from a book. Mm. You want them to develop a whole new show. That's what I want, anyway. I hope it's good. A whole new show. Sunday at 10 o'clock on HBO, the series premiere of that show Succession. Have you been seeing ads for this?
Help me out.
If you haven't, did you watch Silicon Valley? I was seeing the promos in front of Silicon Valley this past season.
Yeah, right?
Sorry, I just punched myself in the nose with my mic.
No, I did not watch Silicon Valley.
It looked good, this show Succession. It's about a family struggling for control of their dad's media empire. He's like one of these, he's like a Rupert Murdoch or something. Some crazy old dude who's got this media, billion-dollar media company. And it's the kids are all super ambitious and trying, like, in a power struggle
so
as he's getting on.
Sumner Redstone or someone like
right,
that.
Right, someone like that.
Got it.
So Sunday, 10 o'clock, HBO, just a reminder. Coachella 2019 ticket sales have been announced, and they are starting today. So I know it's in April of next year. This is Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. The 2019 weekend dates are April 12th through the 14th and April 19th through the 21st. That's the thing with Coachella. They have the same lineup two weekends in a row.
Isn't it so great that shows are still a thing? Because
they are still
as we've seen the music business be, you know, changing, and we've heard from musicians who are like, it's hard out here mm-hmm. for a musician. At least shows are still huge. Like, you know,
yeah, when you go to like a Bottle Rock or an Outside Lands, or you know,
people still want it, want that experience.
They do. It's fun.
Thank
it's a party,
goodness.
Man. So the advance ticket sales for this are starting today at Coachella.com. A 3-day general admission pass, so for either of the weekends, is $350. Oh, sorry, I'm wrong. It's $400. It's over $400. $429. And if you apparently, if you do these advance tickets, you can split that into seven $61 payments, which
right.
for some people is the way to go. Because
sure.
coming up with $429 all at once is, you know, for a show that you don't even know who the headliners are.
$429 is actually cheap. Outside Lands, which is one of the great events in the Bay Area, for the VIP tickets, it's expensive.
Yeah.
A lot more than that.
Well, these are advance. This is them just putting it out there. You could probably a limited number of these tickets because they haven't announced any, but it's a freaking year away.
You know it's going to be good, though, duh.
Yeah. So, let's see. I believe this is, and there's also the camping options and all kinds of other options. I guess the payment plan option is only during this initial purchase period. So once we get closer, you're not going to be able to do this payment thing. So there's no announcement whatsoever or even discussion as far as who is going to play.
You're
for
on the
a lot
website
of people, that will not
right
matter.
Now, Bryn?
I am, yes. So do you want to know the ticket prices? Or GA for 3-day is $375.
Oh.
This is Coachella or
this
outside?
Is for Outside Lands.
Oh, okay.
Oh, outside
what I noticed
land,
right. was there's a parking pass apparently for Outside Lands, which
oh,
is great.
Damn, how much is that?
$255
for all 3 days.
It's worth it.
It doesn't say
it's
whether
a whole
it's
thing.
That
man.
It is worth it, knowing that you have some place to
that
pull
you can
in.
Just go home.
Yeah, 3 days.
Damn.
The first time I went, this isn't trying. I'm not trying to turn anyone off from it. I love the event. The first time I went, they had these buses taking people back into the city. I guess I just got on the bus trying to get back to my car, which was parked here. And it didn't come all the way back into the city. And Uber wasn't even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was this?
Oh, eight.
Eight.
It was right when
10
you got
years
here.
Ago.
Yeah.
So I walked from like Union Square or somewhere. I don't know.
Could have been
how
worse.
Far.
Could have had to walk from Golden Gate Park. I mean, that's.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But I mean, woof. In the middle of the night.
Right. And after walking around all day.
Right.
You were probably exhausted, you poor
so,
thing.
Man, that is good deal.
That's a great deal, actually. So, and those, are you telling me that there are still tickets available for Outside Lands?
I don't know. Let me check.
Anyway.
Give me the price for 3-day VIP. One ticket.
Let's see. 3-day VIP.
Did you already look up Bottle Rock for that?
I mean, for, yeah, but do you look at Bottle Rock for the VIP?
$7.95 plus fees, so.
So over $800 for a
one day single ticket.
Or VIP.
A 3 days.
Three days, one ticket.
Same with Bottle Rock.
That's correct.
Damn.
Oh, it was? $800?
Yeah, $800.
Well, a 3 day general admission is about $429 for Coachella, which goes on sale today, 11 a.m. at Coachella.com. So
I want that.
Just a heads up.
I really want that to make me feel better about what I spent on Hamilton, but it doesn't.
No.
Doesn't even a little bit.
No. Francis Bean Cobain's ex-husband, Isaiah
Silver.
He's awful.
I don't like him.
He is now suing the family, saying they tried to murder him.
Mm-hmm.
So this will go very well, I'm sure. It looks like Francis and Courtney Love are gearing up for a new legal battle against this guy. He filed a lawsuit for attempted murder against Courtney Love, Francis Bean Cobain, and a variety of others, claiming they conspired to kill him in order to reacquire Kurt Cobain's guitar, the one that he won. And finally, they just said, just take it and get out of our lives. And now he's like, I'm suing you for attempted murder.
Okay.
Anyway, he's suing.
Does he claim to know how they were going to do it? Like poisonous food? Or
I am not seeing any...
Push him off a cliff?
You know, way that they're going to murder him. I'm not seeing that here.
Okay.
Kurt would not want this, says a rep for the family. Courtney will not allow it. Francis and the family are prepared to fight with a fury of unprecedented legal force, and they will prevail. I look forward to it.
There was a story... And I know that you reported this when you did the story initially, but there was a story just yesterday about the some guitar guy had priced the acoustic guitar that this dude, and first of all, he starts off by saying, it's priceless. Like, this was played in the unplugged, you know, Nirvana. Right, exactly. There were only 300 of this particular guitar, this Martin acoustic electric guitar made.
And it's like a 1959 edition, too. It's like old, it's rare, and it's...
It's going to go for well over $1 million.
Yeah.
For a guitar.
Well, on the plus side, maybe they can buy it back.
Well, that would be... The best case scenario is that guitar ends up in a nice... museum or place where people can go, like I
right can see it and enjoy it,
yeah, and can go, oh, that is it,
that's the one. What a history that guitar has.
Such a you know, you want to be mad at Francis, but she's what kind of, her dad killed himself, her mom is crazy,
it's a mess.
I mean, she was we know she went through drug problems,
right.
I don't know if
I think
she
she's sober
has
now, right?
She might be. We
I think
know.
We'd heard she'd been sober for a while. Then she has this horrible marriage to this horrible person. Yeah. So she's not, you know, and she's so young. Like, decisions, she's learned. These have been some learning years, I hope. Right.
That you are sort of looking after the Cobain legacy. Don't blow it.
Right. It's important to a lot of people.
Right.
A week ago, maybe, we heard that Offset had been in some kind of a car crash. He was like in a Charger, like a really nice car.
Offset of the
Offset
Migos.
From Migos, right. Isn't Offset Cardi B's boyfriend?
That's correct.
Or baby daddy. I don't
yes.
know the status
all of
exactly.
The above.
So, and he left the scene with the help of a dude who happened to be walking home from work in the middle of the night when this all went down.
Does that guy have a mansion now?
No, but he does have a car now.
Oh, good for him.
He was walking home from work because he doesn't have a car.
Ah.
So earlier this month, he crashed in Atlanta, and a random dude walking by helped him out. Offset said, he was the only one that seen me, helped me get out of the car, helped me walk to where I had to go to get, so I bought my boy a car. And then there's a picture of the two. He bought him like a Nissan Altima.
Okay.
Solid car. And there they are standing in front of it and...
Well, you have to wonder if there's going to be taxes or what kind of things come and do on that. So you certainly don't want to hand someone who can't afford it a Rolls Royce.
Right.
There's
well,
upkeep.
I'm actually thinking that, you know, if I was going to buy someone a car to thank them for something, what I wouldn't want to do is burden them with the taxes. And maybe I'd find a way to slide them the money that it's going to cost.
Oh, I see. Well, the repair still. But an Altima is a nice, sensible purchase.
Absolutely.
It's going to go well for
him. Guy's got a car.
Good.
It's fantastic.
What color did he get him?
It was a black and white photo.
It's silver.
Oh. Silver's okay.
Solid, yeah.
Right.
It's fine. Silver. Often
silver Altima.
Hooker eyeshadow blue.
funny.
Morgan Freeman's attorney demanded a retraction and an apology from CNN for its report on his alleged sexual misconduct. I guess they did the story. And Morgan liked CNN and saw it and was bummed. So they're demanding a retraction. CNN says, buzz off. They wrote back saying that they're more than willing to go to court over this because of an anti-SLAP, S-L-A-A-P, law in California. It stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation.
Okay.
It's a lawsuit you file against someone hoping that they'll just give in because they don't want to go to court and they don't want to pay for it. So, you know, somebody might be hoping CNN or some other big corporation.
It's about the quick payout. Right.
Just pay me.
Right.
And I'll let this go away. Well, this apparently means that if you bring a lawsuit against someone and they prevail, not only do you lose, but you pay all of their legal fees.
Oh, good.
And they could say that they were whatever. Well, we have a team of lawyers and this is what it costs. So CNN said, yeah, go ahead and sue us. We'd love that. We're fine. We reported the story. Morgan's attorney claim against CNN was rife with empty speculation, overheated rhetoric, and in some instances, plainly false assertions. And they say it doesn't disprove the central assertion of their story, which is that Freeman engaged in a pattern of behavior that demeaned and sexualized women, whether or not they were in his employ. So they said, we just reported the story. Go ahead and sue us.
Hmm.
We'd be fine with that.
Well, I understand he's hurt.
Mm.
Because he thinks everything he's been doing is fine.
What? It's Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, there it is, right? 80 years of great filmmaking is out the window because I didn't do anything wrong. How?
Right.
Why?
But I'm friendly. She was ripe looking.
Yeah.
Simply wished that I'd been there at the moment of conception. This is just funny to me because and it's not funny because they did take our Sharks down, but the Vegas Golden Knights are a first-year expansion team that no one thought would. I guess people figured they probably won't even make the playoffs.
It's a problem.
Yeah. It's a problem for bookies. The problem is that a lot of people at the very first game of the season, a lot of people took 200-1 bets or whether or not they would win
the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup. And some people made 500-1 bets. So they're sweating it in Vegas. A lot of people offered odds like that.
And so some people put big money down?
Well, even if you put down $100 at 200-1 odds, they owe you $20,000. So even a $100 bet is significant.
Right.
So somebody who put down $10,000, what is that, $2 million? I don't even know what that is.
Someone do the math.
I can't.
Don't do it. It's Friday. Let's not do it. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. So they were big long shots, and here they are. I think it's tied 1-1. They're in the finals against the Capitals. If they prevail, they'll be the first expansion team in the four major sports to win a title their first year. They're already the first expansion team to just finish their first season with a winning record. Just to have a winning record. They were 51-24-7.
There's controversy surrounding the way they did this expansion. And the NHL, from a story I heard on, I think, ESPN, they plan to bring another team into the league in Seattle. That's the next, I guess, expansion. And people are like, you cannot pilfer all the great talent from the teams of the league like you did this time. And
so that's what it is. They're loaded with talent.
They're loaded with talent from, apparently they opened up a certain amount of players from each team available to these Golden Knights for pilfer. We'll take that guy and this guy and that guy and that guy, and they've built themselves a nice little team out of the gate.
I mean, they're in the finals.
Right. So it's a thing. And, you know, now Seattle's like, oh, great. Well, we'll have a Stanley Cup, you know, team right out of the gate, too. And what can the NHL say? But sure, we'll let you do that again. They're caught.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally caught in. They can't say what Vegas did was right or wrong because they want the expansion team to go through.
Right.
So before the, are they called the Golden Cups? The Golden Knights. Did you hear about their pregame show?
No.
So they had this pregame show where they had everyone come out in like medieval sword fights.
Oh.
And
are they knights with a K? They are.
Yes. Mm.
And drums and it says, you know, people wearing visors straight out of Star Trek.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, apparently. So this is like a 6-minute pregame show. I'll post it on the Sarah and
Vinny's
Facebook.
Please do. That sounds great. Anyway, congratulations to them, and sorry, bookies in Vegas. They say they're going to be on the hook for millions.
Well, look, you've been rolling in it. Hopefully you put some money in the bank.
Let's hope so.
Right.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Sandra Bullock makes my news.
Is that so?
That's right. After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just when you think it'll never get here, it turns out it's Friday. You wake up, you're like, oh, it's Friday.
And it's National Donut Day, too.
And day one of Pride Month. This is a big day. Donuts and Pride.
Right.
It's a good day to be alive, everybody. Enjoy it while you can. This part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger.
What was that?
I don't know. It's Friday. I don't question anything. If it comes out, it comes out. In-N-Out Burger is our sponsor for this part of the show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly wins tickets to see Kathy Griffin at the Masonic on June 15th. Tickets to her show are available at Ticketmaster.com. We have a delightful young lady who is answering the phones. You don't have to talk to Hooman. She's going to get all your info. Call number 9, you get to talk to Annalise, our new intern.
It's her first time. She's a little nervous. We've been rehearsing.
Oh, she'll do great.
Oh, just, no.
Why?
You didn't say... Just say 1, 2, 3 and hit the number. No, we did not. Just say, hi, it's Alice. You're caller 1. Sorry, try again.
I trained you well, didn't I?
1, 2, 3
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Try again. I'm so sorry you're not the one. Right. Good luck is nice to throw in there.
Call number 40. Number 47.
He doesn't even say number or caller number. He just goes.
Who are you guys talking about?
You. Mr. Brusque. Anyway, call now. I'm sure it'll be a delightful experience. 800-400-3697. No freezers, no microwaves, no heat lamps ever at In-N-Out Burger. Always fresh is the only way. Come taste the In-N-Out difference. Okay. I'll do it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club.
Oh.
Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. I'll catch you at the Los Gatos location.
Probably this weekend. It's going to be a hot one. I heard 90s.
Love to get that kid in the pool. It's
sure.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won, everyone.
Yay!
/124 to /114 I wasn't there for the end of that game as I had some previous engagement and then the recording. It just went too late into the night. But I did get in bed, cheat, look at the finish and go, oh, thank God. Ooh.
I don't know why you didn't, like, when you knew you were going to go to bed in 15 minutes, just go to the last 15 minutes of the game.
Because I was watching it with someone who didn't have to go to bed.
Oh.
And she was like, she watches it.
Yeah.
She's into it. Just like I am. Like, we sit there and talk about the, like...
So you couldn't...
Oh, that was a travel.
Make
Come
her.
On! That was a travel! It's with the refs here. Oh, you're calling that, but you're not going to call that other thing. That's us.
So the finger to the eye, you say, was totally
that
fake.
That did not happen.
He was saying it got blurrier and blurrier.
Yeah.
So he zoomed in on his eye, though. Did you see that? It was, like, super red. He was, like, bloodshot on one eye.
Well, because he probably went like this.
Yeah.
You know, rubbed it real hard when he was laying on the ground.
I watched them slow-mo that play 20 times. The guy barely got near him laying on the floor.
Oh, my eye! My eye!
What their guy did to our guy, now that's some criminal behavior. Rolling into him and taking his knee out.
Oh.
Anyway.
Guy's hurting today.
We got the win, 124
yes.
to 114. Next game isn't until Sunday. At 5 o'clock in Oakland.
Boy, they're stretching it out. Well, all the stars will be here all weekend.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled, everybody.
Yeah, that was neat. And they showed Adam Levine.
Yeah.
They showed the Mad Men guy. What's his name?
Oh, John Hamm?
Yeah, John Hamm was in the audience. Mm-hmm. is star-studded.
Yeah.
Neat to see. Anyway, speaking of stars, Sandra Bullock makes the news.
Yeah, why is she making the news?
There's a woman in Smyrna, Georgia, whose name is Sandra Bullock.
Oh. That's inconvenient.
After she's a retired database administrator, by the way.
Oh, so it's an older lady.
Yeah, an older lady.
She's been Sandra Bullock her whole life. No, you're not about to change it.
Right. After the presidential election in 2016, like many people, she was activated.
Activated.
She went to the Women's March in January of last year. She was inspired to get involved, decided she could be the change we need. She ran for the Democratic nomination for a seat in the Georgia House of Representatives. Okay?
Okay.
Gets herself on the ballot.
Yeah.
After that, she kind of shined it on, forgot about it, didn't think about it, was like, I got other things to do, too.
Oh, my God.
She didn't meet with any voters.
Her name.
She didn't raise money. She didn't do any campaigning. She won the primary.
Oh, my God.
She got 58% of the vote. Her opponent,
58%.
A guy named Eric Allen, who actually did try.
Mm.
He ran. He was running.
Probably spent some money on it, spent his time. Meanwhile, she's like, well, my name.
Against Sandra Bullock.
But people thought it was actually Sandra Bullock. And so now is she total, like, did all the press show up at her house? And she's like, oh, I didn't even vote. Yeah,
well,
I was activated for a while.
Here's the thing. She's now withdrawn from the race. She can't. She's like, I didn't. She was.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she's suddenly reactivated and went.
No, she's inspired. She was inspired with white hot passion that faded.
Well, clearly,
quickly,
if she signed up to run,
as it became real, she realizes
this is a lot of work.
So,
I'm busy.
Under Georgia law, Eric Allen gets the win.
Oh, all right. Duh. That's too bad. I wish that she was gonna. You know, I wish this had a happier outcome. Like she was. Suddenly her passion was reignited. And
I like to see the people who are passionate about this get involved in a productive way. This
it just shows you how hard it is to keep that level of passion. I mean, this woman actually signed up to run for public office. And then by the time it went around, it came around and she actually won. She was like, I'm over it. I was thinking I'd just lay low this summer.
Well, you now open yourself up to public ridicule.
Yeah. By the way, she doesn't look anything like Sandra
Nothing.
Bullock.
Nothing.
No.
Zero.
So white lady, kind of.
You know what? They both have
brown
hair.
They do. Sandra's looks more nicely styled, right. I gotta say, in this picture.
By the way.
She's like me. That could be my sister.
Are you interested in the movie coming out with starring Sandra Bullock?
Which movie? I don't know what movie.
Ocean's 8.
Oh, I am interested in that. I am.
It's a star-studded
totally,
female
it's a chick
heist.
Based. It looks really funny, and I don't know that I'll run right out to see it, but I am vaguely excited.
It's okay. A week from today.
Yeah. Are you guys reviewing that, Husky?
Yeah, we are. I think we're going to bring in Corey Rosen.
Who are the eight? I know Mindy Kaling's in it,
right?
Oh,
there's a bunch of people. Rihanna's in it.
I'm looking up the IMDb right now. Let's see.
Another really accomplished actress, older actress, is in it. And I can't. Cate Blanchett, is that it?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, Rihanna's in it.
Yeah, you said that. Who else? Who are the eight?
I can't really tell. There's just a bunch of names that I can't
all
say who's who.
Oh, thank you, Hooman. I'm sorry to make you work on a Friday. All right.
Wait for it.
I'm sure you'll be that fast.
All right, so.
Look at the producers for a day are watching that S show. Oh, God.
Hold on.
Welcome to our world.
I know, right?
It's the thing. The producers of the day, they get to see it all. Hooman does not put on like a show or a mask or anything. He's having to play the role of you.
Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Rihanna, Minda Kaling, Helena Bonham Carter.
Okay.
Sarah Paulson.
Oh, I love her.
And Awkwafina.
Who?
Awkwafina.
I don't know that guy.
I don't know Awkwafina.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this girl before. I forget from where. She's an American rapper. Asian girl.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, is she the one... Oh,
Let me show you a picture. Maybe you recognize
Is she
her.
The one who played the little alien in the... Yeah, she's the girl who was in Guardians of the Galaxy
2. Uh-huh. And she plays the girl with the antennas.
Right.
No, that's not her. That's a different
Are you sure?
girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Damn it.
Seems like her.
Nice try. Whatever.
Okay, I tried. Failed.
The girl from Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is... Hold on, I'll tell you in two. Clementif.
Okay.
And this is Awkwafina, Sarah.
Awkwafina. I had it wrong. Sorry.
All
right. If you're a Crocs fan,
oh my god, I am.
Get ready to upgrade to the fashion version as a company in New York called Alfie has just teamed up with Crocs to make luxury Crocs.
Yeah, I don't need luxury Crocs. I like my crappy old Crocs.
How would you like to buy a pair of $140 Crocs?
I wouldn't do it. That's the whole point of Crocs, is that they're just cheap, crappy shoes that are waterproof that you can wear in your garden. That's what they're for.
In 2 weeks. You can get your hands the upgraded.
Are they a high heel? I don't understand. What's the
luxury
part?
It looks like they have a built-in comfort sock.
The sock comes with the shoe?
I think so.
No thanks. The whole point is I just want to not even think. I just step right in.
Oh, look at that.
That's ridiculous.
Do that, Sarah.
I'm not having that. No. You know what? It's funny, though. They didn't change the shape of the Croc at all. They just put some kind of stupid sock in it.
You know where those would look great?
Where?
In your backyard at your 4th of July party.
No, I'm not. Well, they are red, white, and blue.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to wear my regular green Crocs. Why don't you buy them for me, Vin? I'll wear them if you buy them for me. How's that sound?
Boy, someone is hot.
Yeah. What is he saying? She's been attacking me all morning.
You guys don't even...
When are the free donuts going to get here? Because,
I know.
Geez.
Someone feed the monster. Should we send...
They said because they wanted donuts.
What?
No.
Don't send anybody. How dare you?
I'm hungry.
I'm always hungry, human.
One in four people haven't visited the big landmarks in their own city.
Oh.
I've been to Alcatraz.
I haven't.
Yeah,
you haven't?
I've visited
and I'm not interested
them
to go.
We have people. Yeah. You'd like it.
I wouldn't.
It's neat. We've had so many guests over the 21 years that we've lived here that I feel like I've been to everything. No, I've never been to that. Is that a good one?
Lombard Street?
Yeah, we've been to that.
Oh, you know what's funny? When we were doing the story about the touristing and how some places that are getting destroyed by tourism because people show up, they litter, the buses going through.
And there are so many more of them than in the olden days.
Man, in the summer, if you see Lombard, the curved street, not the actual street that runs through the marina, it's so polluted with humans standing around looking at the... You can't get near it. But you wouldn't want to.
What you wouldn't want is to live on that street.
I know.
Like, I always wonder who... owns these houses? Do they just rent them out because they can't take it anymore? Like, imagine trying to back your car out during the stream of traffic that's going. I was like, those are probably all empty, right? Like, who wants to live there and maintain those? It is beautiful. The gardens are
It's neat, but for that kind of turnout on a daily basis all summer long, you'd think something's going to happen.
Right. No, nothing does.
When does the show start?
It's the people snaking down the road.
But there isn't a show. Nothing happens.
No.
Someone just made a curvy street on a hill.
The show really ended, I would say, probably 19 years ago when you stopped taking that route to work.
I know. That was awesome.
At 4 a.m. He would try to get down Lombard, the little crooked part of Lombard Street, without using his
brakes. Well, but I lived
in
OB. That
had to be great for the people who lived there. They probably really enjoyed that.
Hold on. I lived in OB.
Yeah. No, I'm well aware.
And
luckily for all them, you moved away from there.
Let me tell you another part of the story. Because driving through the city from I was out in OB.
Yeah, like literally
the city
at
that hour of the morning, the number of red lights you hit almost took as long to get here as it takes me now to come from Santa Cruz. It took forever. So I started running red lights.
It's such a warped sense of time.
And then I got a red light ticket. And I was like, I got to find another way. So I took the Presidio, which would bring me around out right out.
Right, a couple stops.
By Lombard. And so I found myself.
Now it's a challenge.
Well, I just found myself on that street a couple times. That's all. And I only went that way because I had to. Because I developed
but like
a
I
red
said,
light
that's
problem.
When the only show stopped.
Sure.
Oh, he made it. No, not even a tap on the brakes.
Anyway.
Guy's amazing.
I wait here every morning.
I think the big landmarks you need, and I guess they can't be considered landmarks. You need to go to a Warriors game.
Yeah.
You need to go to a Sharks game. You need to see the local sport teams play. That's the big event. That's where you want to be. What do you want to go to Alcatraz for?
It's neat. It's history. And Coit Tower is cool, too. They have such a rap, like the guy who runs the little elevator in there. Like it's, I don't know, 2 minutes or 3 minutes to get up there. And he just has this whole, it's like perfectly timed. Little jokes.
Oh, I've never done the actual tour of Coit Tower.
Oh, you should do it. It's
you
fun.
And all well, your tourists.
I run the stairs and I'm up there often. But
just
I...
jump on the elevator. You'll be amazed by the little spiel the guy's got going. I've done it so many times with so
the
many
Coit
people.
Coit Tower, huh? I wouldn't even put that on my list.
It's neat. It's a good view.
What's on your list?
So I do the. So I take everyone.
Because you take people around.
All right, here, I'll give you my quickie.
All right.
So I take people out to the Cliff House so they get a view of the
That's
ocean.
That's where I lived. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I'll take them by the windmills.
Yeah.
Just so they All can right, see sure. that those were there.
So you take them through the park too? Little
yeah,
bit.
Let me show
There's
you.
A little Sorry. Lookout point right there on that corner, too.
Right.
That's
yeah,
pretty
that's
neat.
Neat.
Then
that's
I take
like
them
a...
to see the buffalo inside of Golden Gate because uh-huh. I think that's really cool. If we have time, this is kind of a bonus one, but I'd take them to the Conservatory of Flowers.
Oh, God, I love that.
I know, right? Thank you.
I'd skip
and then
that,
we'll
okay.
drive up and over to Haight-Ashbury. If there's a parking spot, we'll park, walk around.
So you do a tour of Darrell's? I mean, what?
Like well, no, all... it's just a historic, you know, thing.
No, I know what right. it is, but it's, you know, people then, shooting heroin
right,
on the street.
Yeah, you How look about at the homeless people.
Oh, my God. How about Twin Peaks?
So Twin Peaks is a little bit out of the way. It's definitely not. I mean, if you got them for an extra day or two and you run out of crap, that's, you know. But Twin Peaks is like, whatevs.
I love Twin Peaks. I love the view
Then
Twin Peaks is whatevs.
Whatevs. If you have to find someplace else to take them.
I'd rather do the Twin Peaks than Haight. You're like, no. You smell that? That's human poop. Everyone. Yeah.
Take a deep.
Watch where you walk.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, that people like the shops there. They like
yeah,
to go
neat.
In. They like to see all the used clothes.
It's funny, the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, oh, yeah. And then there's just a million places to take people in this town.
Yeah.
We're so lucky to live here. Yeah. Try to appreciate it, everybody.
Should I keep going? Or
No, it's all right.
All right. Well, out
people
that,
come from far and wide.
Out
to
in that area is
city.
Outerlands. It's like one of the best restaurants in the city. Have you been there? It's in the Sunset.
No, I haven't been there.
Helping you people out.
Who owns that, Hooman?
I don't know the people.
Oh, you don't
know
what? That. How are you kidding?
You don't know
I have to wait. I wait in line when I go there.
Go. Oh.
Well, get on the stick. Right. You're hands down the most well-connected person we know.
You don't go there then.
I do go. I went there recently.
650 says, let's do a couple texts and then.
Okay.
J.K. Rowling posted on Twitter that she just finished the fourth
Oh my God, how exciting!
In the Cormorant Strike series. No release date.
Right.
But the fourth book is done.
I'm definitely going to restart those over. So tonight on Cinemax, which is like a premium, it's like a Showtime or an HBO, they're debuting this CB Strike series, and that's Cormorant Strike. It's based on the books by Robert Galbraith, which was a pen name for J.K. Rowling, which I'm sure is a pen name for whatever her real name is. Is that really her name?
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
I'm going to look that up.
Boy, that's weird.
I don't know.
So you've got like multiple
Maybe
identities.
Maybe it's really her name.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, to start, you
right.
don't know that those things are going to happen.
Right.
Then it goes big and you're 8 books deep and you're a billionaire.
Oh, my God.
She's a billionaire, right?
Oh, I would think so.
Joanna Rowling.
Oh, so that is her name. J.K.
Is she a billionaire?
Oh, sure.
Gotta be.
I don't know what the taxes are in the UK, though.
They're high.
Yeah, so.
They've got songs about
here?
It.
Yeah.
They have a 90% tax bracket.
Oh, she's poor, dude. She's only got $650.
Oh, boy.
Well,
she got the hell tax out of her.
If she was in the U.S., she'd be a billionaire.
That's why they all moved to, is it Monaco they moved to? And they live there 6 months a year so that they can get the zero tax rate there.
Oh. Zero tax rate.
Something like that. Monte Carlo.
God, sounds like Florida.
It's really hard to be a billionaire in the U.K.
Oh, it's so difficult. God, those poor billionaires. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it is Friday, and we're going to hear the new music. With the notable exception of one thing that is supposedly out today, take another look and see if you can find that.
Well, I will do it right now.
Well, it's a big one, and
it's huge.
Conspicuously absent from everywhere that you get your new music from. For real.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.